anything that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
I love you, I love you, you're perfect. I love you, you're perfect now. Change.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney.
I love you, you're perfect. I love you, you're perfect now. Change.
I love you.
Change.
You're perfect.
Change. Now change.
Change. Today we take you to Chico Theater Company, where they're getting ready to open their latest production tonight. It's the musical comedy review, I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. We'll talk with the directors and with all four members of the cast. And we'll be talking with a ceramics teacher from Yuba City High School. She'll tell us about an impressive project that her students have made. It's a ceramic mural showing the life cycle of salmon in artistic and scientific detail. It'll be permanently installed at the Feather River Fish Hatchery. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
In Palisadro on Sunday, there's an old-time fiddle jam. This bluegrass and Americana concert, produced by the California State Old-Time Fiddles Association, happens at the Palisadro Community Hall. There's an open jam starting at 1 o'clock, and the concert starts at 2. In Red Bluff tonight, the State Theater for the Arts celebrates the 50th anniversary of the psychedelic animated film Yellow Submarine, starring the Beatles. Cheer on the lads from Liverpool as they take on the Blue Meanies. The Fab Four start their journey at 7 o'clock. The Orland Art Center hosts the exhibit The American West, A Way of Life. Tracy Libby displays her Western-themed fine art photographs. Gallery hours 1 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Tonight, the Jimmy Earle Band visits Chico's downtown plaza to play some Chicago blues and their own original music, beginning at 7 o'clock. On stage Tuesday evening at Sierra Nevada's Big Room in Chico, Bob Schneider, a singer-songwriter with an easygoing vibe. With Sierra Nevada's new schedule, this concert begins at 8:30. At Chico's MANCA, the Museum of Northern California Art, the exhibit Persistence persists for only 3 more days, through Sunday, works by 60 Northern California women artists. Museum hours, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. In Paradise, Tuesday evening, at Norton Buffalo Hall, world-class mandolinist Radim Zenkel. National mandolin champion Zenkel will play Czech and Eastern European traditional songs, as well as original music, beginning at 7:30. In Yuba City, the Acting Company opens its production of the musical Oliver, a tuneful twist on the Dickens tale. It plays tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. We're in the dog days of summer, and it's time for California World Fest at the Nevada County Fairgrounds in Grass Valley. This 4-day music and arts festival has something for everyone, centering around over 50 artists from around the world on 7 stages. For information on tickets, performers, and details about camping, go to worldfest.net. That's the calendar for this week. Celebrating a birthday today, Starship Captain and Shakespearean actor Patrick Stewart. Having spent, Stewart enthused, so much of my life with Shakespeare's world, passions, and ideas in my head, he feels like a friend, someone who just went out of the room to get another bottle of wine.
Keep coming back to this whirlwind tour of loving and leaving and wanting more. I swear that I swore off of love before,
but I
keep coming back. Somehow I keep coming back. I keep coming back all goo-goo-eyed. I've been through the ringer and been drip-dried. I say I'm a mess, but I say it with pride.
So I
keep coming back. Baby, I keep coming back.
Keep coming.
Love's a delicious and vicious curse. Once you hit bliss, then you hit reverse. Well, if love's a disease, baby, get me a nurse. I love you, I love you, you're perfect. I love you, you're perfect now. Change. I love you, I love you, you're perfect. I love you, you're perfect.
I'm here at Chico Theater Company, and their latest production, which opens tonight, is I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. I'm talking with the producer and the co-director, Mark Etzen. Why did you choose this show to be part of your season?
It's a great look at relationships and all the insecurities we have about being loved, about opening ourselves up. I think it's a very funny show, but also very poignant.
You've got four performers, and they go through a lot of different parts. Was it fun to work with them to be able to keep changing from one situation and one character to another?
Yeah, it was written and originally produced with four actors. I know other shows have expanded that, but we wanted the challenge of just having those four who each play 10 to 12 different characters. There was a lot of figuring out on wardrobe changes and everything to make it flow quickly. But also, I think it's a big challenge for the actors to go off as one character and 10 seconds later come back on as an entirely different character.
I guess this show was originally written and performed about 10 years ago, but this version is different in many ways. It's very up to date. It's like been spiffed up for 2018, right?
Yeah, they just came out with this new version. We had actually contracted to do the old version, and they just completed this, and they wrote me and said, hey, we've got this 2018 version. We don't even have the materials printed yet. Can we send you a PDF of the script? And they sent it to me, and I loved it immediately. Uh-huh. They got rid of a song that was kind of dated and definitely brought in a lot of newer 2018 kind of things, you know, social media, cell phones, and such like that. So it's actually very up-to-date. This version has been done very little around the country.
Well, this show is like a sketch comedy show with songs. Is that a nice change of pace from a traditional book musical for Chico Theater Company?
Absolutely. Very different. First of all, we have a live accompanist. We don't have recorded music. And because it is 22 different little scenes and we're only using four people, the thing that I really enjoyed about it as a director was essentially we all directed. We all had ideas. Everyone had input on how to do different things within the show. I really do feel like all five of us directed it.
Now we have Kelsey Fossum-Trausch, cast member from I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. You know, I remember you from 20 years ago. I directed you for Butte College in Once Upon a Mattress. You were 13, is that right?
I was 13. That was 20 years ago, Tom.
You had a very small part, but you had such spark. You know, you really stood out for me in that production. What's your comment on these last 20 years of continuing in theater and delighting audiences in different ways?
It's been a treat. It's been a lot of growth. And, you know, I've worked with a lot of different theater companies. I've actually only ever done musicals. I don't know if you knew that, but I've only ever done musicals. I've never done a straight play. And I just love this community because it really does have so many opportunities to let people like me be able to do what we love on stage, and yeah, just continuing to grow as I get older and older and older and older. And this show is actually, this is actually the second time I've done I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. So that's exciting as well. So I'm finding a lot of new discoveries and just having so much fun with this cast. It's been so exciting.
You get to play a lot of different ages and different types of people, and it's so fast. You go from one thing to another. Is that fun to do that quick change, presto change-o kind of acting?
This is where I'm in my element, really. I'm such a character actor. I love playing different characters, you know, over the top, comedic, fun, wily. And I get to do all those things on stage in a matter of, you know, an hour and 45 minutes. So it's, for me, it's absolutely a treat.
There's a lot of different tones to this show. There's a lot of social commentary and somewhat snarky little comments about how we live in love in 2018. But also touching moments. How do you feel going through so many different emotions as you go through the show?
Now it's a little bit more seamless, but it was a challenge at first. You know, it took a while, to get there for all of us actors as far as transitioning to each character because they are so different. You do go from being like a young woman singing the sincere song to like a mother who's like harping on all her kids, and that's challenging. But it's one of the things that makes this show so wonderful. You get to make people laugh and make people cry, and I love that.
And toward the end of the show, you get to be an old woman who is rediscovering the dating scene, I guess. I thought you were particularly touching in that.
You know, I told Mark when he first asked me to do the show, I said, there's a scene I did the last time I did I Love You, Perfect, Now Change that I would really like to do again. And that was the scene. I was just like, please, Mark, can I do that scene? He's like, okay. Because it was just one of those scenes that I absolutely adored. It brings the sincerity, the comedy, the love, all of that, the laughter, all of it in one scene.
Well, you officially open to the public tonight. What do you think people will get from this show if they come to Chico Theater Company to see I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change?
A lot of laughter and some really lovely moments, and leave feeling happy.
There's a lot of, I'd say, adult humor in this show, maybe more so than other shows the Chico Theater Company audience goes to here. How do you think that will go over with the older crowd that usually comes to these shows?
You know, I thought about that, and it really, for me, comes down to this refreshing approach. I think people are going to be delighted with it, actually. It's so fun, and it's done in such a light way that I don't think anybody's going to have a problem with it. At least I hope not.
I'm here with Cassin Scowcroft, one of the four members of the cast of I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. Have you done a lot of comedy before? Because this is like being in a comedy club.
Well, the only other show I've ever done was a big comedy. Here at CTC last year, I was in Spamalot, had a few roles in that. But other than that, I haven't been on the stage acting before. It's been Spamalot, and then it's been I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. So I'm just in heaven doing nothing but comedy so far.
How do you like blending that comedy and that timing with the songs? Because it keeps going into really funny but also sometimes touching songs.
That is one of the challenges of this show, going from uproarious comedy about cell phone pictures to, in the next scene, singing about lost love or still being in love. I love trying to make both be effective, both the comedy and then have the touching moments be effective too.
What's your favorite scene or song to do in this show?
I like anything with all four of us because we got these great harmonies going on, and those are fun songs. But one of my favorite songs to perform is Shouldn't I Be Less in Love with You, which my character sings towards the end. It's just a beautiful picture of marriage several decades on. I hope I get there one day. I really hope it lands with the audience.
Now I'm talking with Jennifer Davis, one of the two women in the show. How do you find this different from other musicals you've been in?
This takes a very sketch comedy, Saturday Night Live style approach. So you don't have to really get involved in a deep melodrama to enjoy it. There's just several snippets, different relationships.
This show, especially this new version of the show that you guys are performing, seems very up-to-date, very much about 2018. Do you like the contemporary feel of the show when you're doing it?
I do, and I think it's just incredibly important that the show is updated. This show is going to show everyone every type of relationship that exists, whether it's a man and a woman, a man and a man and a woman and a man. Everyone is represented in this show, including, you know, divorced individuals, engaged individuals, single individuals as well.
So you open tonight. What do you think it'll be like to share this show with the regular Chico Theater Company audience?
I think the word that I would use is refreshing. This is a really kind of different show for this theater, and I hope that our patrons are going to enjoy that.
Now we have Jeff Dickinson. He's also a member of the four-member cast of I Love You, You're Perfect Now Change. You also co-directed this. What makes this show unique for you compared to other shows that you've done or seen?
I've done quite a few musicals as a performer, but this is a revue. It's not really a musical because it's a series of vignettes that are sketch, musical comedy. I don't know if I've ever done a musical revue. Maybe one or two when I was a lot younger. But, you know, usually it's a musical where you tell a story with the same characters from beginning through middle to the end. This is obviously a lot different in that way because every scene you're somebody else. So it can be overwhelming.
Do you like diving in and being able to totally change to a different personality in a different situation?
And a different costume, yeah. You know, I'm not the kind of actor that usually is drawn to those types of shows where you play multiple roles in one show. But this is a special show. I remember seeing it, other productions of it. I really enjoyed it. You know, I just wanted to be a part of it, especially with the 2018 update that they did.
As a performer and as one of the co-directors, how do you feel about blending the comedy, the music, and sometimes drama, all those things woven together in this quick vignette type of show?
Well, I think it's all the truth. You know, that's what I love about this show. Those lines between what we call drama or comedy or whatever, I mean, those things really blend as long as you're telling the truth. I think that this show has a lot of truth in it. It's a little bit more risque than some things normally done here, which I applaud. I think it's wonderful that CTC is doing this show. But I think audiences are going to absolutely love it because it speaks to what's really, really going on in a lot of relationships.
Do you like being in the middle of a play? So, of the moment, really, it really feels like it's about what's happening right now.
I've really enjoyed it. It's been a privilege to work with this cast, with Jennifer and Casson and Kelsey, of course, who I worked with for many years at the Cabaret. It's been just a complete hoot to be reunited with her on stage. And Mark and, you know, the five of us have worked really well together. And like I said, it's all over the board. The show is a feat. When you've got four people and it's a musical, everyone's got like 25% of the stuff to do. It's just amazing to get to the end. So for me, and especially getting a little older, you know, it's kind of like my diet plan, this show, you know, keeps me young, keeps me a little bit thinner, and it's been a hoot. I can't wait to open.
Well, you're going to see that opening night audience tonight. What do you think their impression will be, this regular Chico Theater Company audience?
To be honest with you, Tom, I have no idea. I really don't, because this is... This show is a little bit, dare I use the word, edgy, you know, the overused word. It is a little bit more edgy than a lot of the shows with the content. It's really not recommended for kids. There's a lot of adult humor, so I really don't know. But it's like you said, it's so about what's going on at this moment now in our lives. All these different moments come together to create how we try to connect with other people. That's really what this show is about, is trying to make those connections. And everybody, no matter who they are, no matter what walk of life, everyone's trying to connect. I don't know what their reaction will be, but I think it's going to be wonderful.
We've been talking with the cast and the directors of I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. It opens tonight, and it runs through August 5th. That's at Chico Theater Company.
I love you, you're perfect, I love you, you're perfect, now change.
This is Dolores Mitchell. Today, I'm speaking with Kara Bradlin, a ceramic instructor at Yuba City High School. She's going to be talking about a very special mural her students worked on for the Feather River Fish Hatchery. It's up in September. Right now, it's being shown at the high school, but it's completed, I gather. Give us a little word picture.
It's the life cycle of the salmon. We have the different types of water, because salmon are fascinating. They live in fresh water and this estuary water, which is like salty and briny and fresh water mixed together, and then they live in the ocean. It's a circle with arrows, and it has the fish in different stages, like the eggs, the alvins, the par, the smolt, and the adult. We have some male adults and female adults in the mural. We have ocean waves that are sculpted to depict the ocean, and we have the word ocean. And then we have estuary with cattails, so it depicts the estuary. And then we have the freshwater, has rocks and stones. When little kids look at this mural, they're going to have a conceptual idea of the life cycle of the salmon. It's very clearly depicted in the mural.
Tell us a little bit about ceramics at Yuba City High School.
We have about 2,000 students at our school, and I have 5 periods of ceramics, so that's about 150 students. I have about 12 advanced students, and the rest are beginning. The facility is really, really nice. It's an honor to work there.
What kind of equipment do you have?
5 wheels, 2 electric kilns, a pug mill so we can recycle clay, a slab roller, and an extruder, because every good studio needs those pieces of equipment. And we have a nice big space. It's just a joy to work there.
What makes ceramics so alluring to you?
What I tell my students is that when they touch the clay, they're touching one of the oldest technologies on the planet. It's just so cool. It's amazing. You can take this ball of dirt and turn it into whatever you want.
You actually have a ceramic club.
I do. We meet once a week at lunchtime. We make little ornaments to sell for fundraisers. We hang out together, and they just all like really enjoy ceramics. They work really hard on their clay stuff in class, because a lot of them are in my classes too.
Well, ceramic is such a wonderful material because you can also introduce color.
We use lots of color. We do mostly low fire. I love stroke and coats. They're bright, beautiful colors. I also love getting some of the fun crystal glazes. The students go nuts for those. It's really fun to see them take their time and teach them how to use a paintbrush and how to do detailed painting and make their stuff look really beautiful.
You have quite a story to tell about how this ceramic mural came about.
I live in Chapmantown, and I went to Hasbeen's to get some coffee, and I overheard my friend Jada White, the biologist, talking to a person at the coffee shop saying how important it is for young people to learn about the salmon so that when they get older, they vote to protect the salmon. I was overhearing this, and I was like, I totally would get my students to make a piece of art. We can combine art and biology together and do something really cool, and that's how it started out.
You have a background in biology.
My dad's a zoologist. Well, he was. When I was a little girl, he had a job at the Coleman Fish Hatchery in Anderson. I lived on the hatchery for 5 years when I was a little girl, so I have a very intimate, close relationship with the salmon. I feel connected to the salmon.
Take the listeners step by step through how this mural developed.
Anna Castor, the director of the Feather River Fish Hatchery, we discussed how we're going to do the project, and then I really just had to take all these ideas back into the classroom. The first semester, my students drew up designs. We learned about the fish. My advanced ceramic students went on a field trip to the hatchery. We saw where the mural was going to go. They learned all about the salmon, so they had this connection with the fish. In January, we started construction.
How many students worked on this project?
About 15 students.
How did they manage to collaborate?
I separated my students into teams. I had a text team that were responsible for creating the text for the scientific words like estuary and par and smolt. The text has to be readable so that everybody can see what it is. And then we had to figure out how we're going to glaze it. So I had a glaze team running glaze experiments, trying to figure out how we're going to glaze the mural so it looks really good. And everybody just worked on the whole thing. I have one student, Abby. She did the centerpiece, the female fish in the middle. Her attention to detail is really good. I make my students work. I have really high expectations, and I want them to create stuff that they're proud of. I try to teach them the skills that they need so that their pieces don't blow up in the kiln or crack or fall apart or break. Make sure it's constructed well so that they're happy with their product at the end.
Well, they learn a lot of other things in addition to art skills, particularly in this kind of public art project.
The movement in art education right now nationally is to do these collaborative large projects, getting the students involved with the community, having those relationships, and also mixing science and art together.
Have you gotten some feedback from other teachers or other students at the high school who are outside of art?
As we've been working on it, we often will get teachers, staff, and students come through just to check it out. Even though there's a small group of students working on the project, some of them aren't even officially on the project and they were helping. So it was this positive energy just circling around it, I think.
Ceramics are very weighty. Are there any structural problems getting this up on the wall and keeping it there for the Feather River Fish Hatchery?
The piece itself is probably 200 pounds or 300 pounds. My husband Justin and I built a frame for the mural that's really burly. It's got 2x4s. The piece of plywood we bought is 1.5 inches thick. We just built it so that they can hang it. There's a structure on the back that they can attach whatever they need to attach to make it an industrial sort of hanging.
This sounds like the beginning of maybe a series of public art pieces. Are you looking into the future?
I think I have lined up for next year to do another salmon mural for the Coleman Fish Hatchery. I've been messaging the Coleman Fish Hatchery and showing them our progress, and they're really into it. That's super personal for me since I lived there when I was a little girl and my dad worked there. I have an idea for the third year. I want to do a mural for Yuba City High School. I want it to be a multicultural mural, so I'm going to have the students design it. We have a very multicultural school, and I want to honor that. That's my plan for the third year. I don't know where it's going to go after that.
A very exciting program. Thank you so much.
Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program at its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.